This world is awfully big. Girl, this time you're all alone. But it's time you started living. It's time you let someone else do some giving. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have it down, why don't you take it? You might just make it after all.
That's from my new CD. It's the main cut.
Actually, that was the theme from Rocky. It was one of the little-known Rocky episodes.
It was the first try they had.
That was actually the theme from the Mary Tyler Moore Show from the 70s. Everybody who went through the 70s remembers that show. It's very popular. And Mary Tyler Moore, the actress, she passed away yesterday.
Yes.
And so we were playing that in her.
80 years old. A couple of days ago, and what a sweet, she seems so kind, and yeah.
she also played on the Dick Van Dyke Show in the 60s, I think.
Wonderful actress.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. It's radio learning on the air, and we're about to repeat our questions that have heretofore.
I said heretofore. And you like saying it.
I like saying heretofore. Going unanswered. You can't say it anywhere else during the week, hardly.
Right.
You don't go out to lunch and say, I'll take the black-eyed peas, the green beans, and the heretofore okra. You know, that just doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
But I want the stuff that's been heretofore uneaten.
Duly noted, Professor Ed. What do you have, Ed?
All right, here are my remaining questions. What NFL quarterbacks have won 4 Super Bowls? Terry Bradshaw is one of them. He has been answered, but... The remainder have gone heretofore unanswered correctly. What is a female fox called? Because I had my Popeye question answered, but I didn't scratch it out.
JJ.
Here's what I've got. Thinking about football and Super Bowl almost here. Which team did Brett Favre start his professional career with in 1991? Which pro team did Brett Favre start off with? Second question, true or false? Tibetan mountain people use yak's milk instead of money. Is that true or false? And then, which letter stands for the Roman numeral 50? Which stands for the Roman numeral 50?
I got to say, your Tibetan mountain people question may be my favorite true-false question you've ever asked.
Really?
Yeah, that's a great one. I can't wait for the answer.
Yak. All right, here are my questions. I have two. I said I have two
No
questions.
Way.
Yes, I do, that appear to foregone unanswered. First one is, what layer of the atmosphere lies between the troposphere and the mophosphere?
The mophosphere?
Excuse me. I apologize.
I drove one of those to work for years.
A mosphere?
Mosphere.
Ford?
Yeah, like a moped.
Ford.
That's what I call it, moped. But
no, I spoke really incorrectly. What layer of the atmosphere lies between the troposphere and the mesosphere?
Mesosphere.
Now, you can get a lawyer for that if you've had it and and it's done some harm to you.
Class action lawsuit.
Yeah, I see that advertisement on TV.
Those of you who have taken the anti-inflammatory drug mesosphere.
With mesosphere. Get the money you deserve. All right, so that's a science question. And then my second question, who was the first billionaire in the United States? Who was the first billionaire in the United States, and it isn't Bill Gates?
Hey, can I throw this out?
Yes.
I'm easily impressed. I got to sit down and eat supper with 2 different billionaires. So
really?
For a guy who, when we were born, my parents lived in the housing projects, that just seems like a real, you know, high cotton thing. You know, like, wow, you know, sort of a Shazam. I'm sitting
that's
here
more than high cotton.
With 2 billionaires on 2 different occasions.
However.
Yeah, that's like owning cotton fields from here to Texas.
The fact that you had lunch with a billionaire doesn't...
Supper. Two different ones.
Oh, supper. Okay, now
who
I see.
Who picked up the ticket?
You know,
that's why they're a billionaire.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not.
Hey, JJ said, I got this.
Back to the phones.
All right, whatever you want to do, sir. We go to Mississippi, and Kay is on the line. Kay, you know what? Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Would you like to ask, answer, or do both, Kay?
Well, can I answer and then make a statement?
You know you can. We let you do that. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The Brett Favre question.
Okay.
Here we go.
Which team did Brett Favre start his professional football career with in 1991?
The Atlanta Falcons.
You're exactly right.
Wait a minute. There's a cowbell. Here's the cowbell. Shashi, you won a coffee. Well, you can use it for anything you want. Well, then we don't advocate alcohol. But it's a mug, an AFAAFR mug. I'm holding it up on our Facebook Live page. We're going to send that to you. Okay.
You answered our mystery question.
Yeah. Kay, if you plan on drinking coffee, we're going to send you some Yak's Milk Creamer. It's something that we just put in our AFA store.
You need to stay on the line, Kay, when we get through. When you get through with your statement, which we hope is positive.
It's always positive. Well, okay. Tim will think it's positive.
Okay.
Here we go. All right.
Okay. Well, let's see. Two statements. First is a quick one. My son got married, and one of the team members from Atlanta Falcons, when Brett Favre started, was one of the pastors that married them.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Now, this is a time it was. It really wasn't. He was great. But my main statement was we live across the street from the USM president's home.
Yes.
And we have two humongous concrete bulldogs that face the chicken house across the street.
How fun is that?
And how does he feel about that?
They're real nice. They're always real nice, whoever's in there.
Well, I'm over here running everything for Southern Miss, but I do have a thorn in my side. You can look across the street right there and see it every day of the week.
And my brother that went to Ole Miss is the one that came and put them there as a surprise for us.
Oh, how funny.
This is getting complex.
Yes, that's a good
That was my statement.
Thank you, Kay.
Hey, we're gonna put you on hold, okay? So then Cindy Roberts – we'll get your information
address.
And
we're going to send
her
one of these.
Ship you out an AFAAFR mug, which, as Tim said, you can use for whatever you want.
Travel mug.
Right. Congratulations, Kay.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Kay.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You know what? It just warms my heart when somebody wins one of those, and they are so excited.
Yes.
It's an AFR mug. I just
go,
wow.
Well, these things right here are about $7, $8, $9 a piece. I mean, these aren't – we're not giving you
I know, they're not cheap plastic things.
Piece of bubble gum. This right here is a valuable thing that will be an heirloom.
And yes, it
one
will.
One day in your family line.
Pete, your kids will be
now,
fighting
they'll
over
be,
it.
They'll be, yeah, this will be concluded in your will.
I know you got the car in the house, but you can have the mug, too.
You can have the AFR mug. Right. So there you go. It's up to you. You control your own mug destiny, people. All right, Ed.
All right, back to the phones. Have we repeated our
– yeah, go ahead. We'll repeat our questions after this.
Yeah. We go to Kansas. Jimmy is on the line. Jimmy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning.
Good morning,
Jimmy.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Jimmy?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The female fox.
All right, what is a female fox called, Jimmy?
A vixen.
That is correct, a
vixen.
Way
to go, Jimmy. I thought that was one of Santa's reindeers.
Yes.
I think it is. What's the story
behind
it?
It may be related.
Yeah. What's the story behind
the vixen?
I don't know that there is a story.
Adam
named all the animals. You're going to have to take it up with him.
I thought Noah renamed them. Where's that vixen?
What is a male fox called?
Well, don't say anything. Okay. That's next week's question.
Don't blurt
question.
It out.
Yeah, don't blurt it out.
Not Charlie.
Okay. Charlie Fox.
That's Charlie Tina.
Hey, Jimmy, what's your question for us?
Sorry, Charlie. You have a question?
I'd like to go back to General Rommel.
Okay.
He was a general in the German army, and he died in 1944. I'd like to know how he died and what caused it.
Okay. I think there always have been rumors that he was poisoned. but he had, you know, you might have to help me, Jimmy. Did he have like pneumonia or something?
He was in perfect health.
He was in perfect health. Okay. So there were rumors that he was poisoned. I guess I would go with that. Is that right?
Pretty close.
Okay. What was it?
What led to it?
If he was poisoned, why?
Yes.
I don't know. I know that Hitler was very disappointed in his defeats in North Africa, but I think it was something to do with the fact that he argued with the Fuhrer about his military strategy. But I'm just kind of half guessing.
Well, from what I have read before, is he was going he was a co-conspirator in a plot to assassinate Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, that'll get you. That'll get you.
He was offered two choices. He could go through a public trial, or he could take cyanide, and he chose to take cyanide.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you don't want to cross the dictator. Yeah. That's for sure.
I guess banana pudding wasn't an option.
No, banana pudding wasn't. Hey, Jimmy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jimmy.
For calling, brother. We appreciate it.
Have a good
it.
Weekend.
You too.
Yeah. So you got you. So somebody walks up to General Rommel.
Rommel, yeah.
Rommel says, hey, you got two choices. What was the first one?
Well, go through a public trial.
Go through a public trial or take cyanide.
Take cyanide.
Yeah.
And apparently he did.
There's no
there's nothing, no middle ground.
No curtain three.
Right. That's there. Right. Those are right. Those are your two choices.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I would have to think on that if I were him.
Yeah.
Huh? You got a shot with a trial. I mean, work it in. You know what I'm saying? You got no shot with cyanide.
Yeah. No,
you don't
that's know, right.
You don't understand what I'm saying?
That's what I've heard.
That's the way I cipher. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. You can go to our Today's Issues Facebook page and join the conversation there if you'd
join
like.
The revolution.
Join the revolution.
Did you say we're going to give our questions one last time?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we can?
Yes, go ahead, Ed.
All right. What NFL quarterbacks have won four Super Bowls? Terry Bradshaw has been answered earlier. That is correct. But I'll give you a hint. There are two more that have won four Super Bowls. And that's the only question I have left.
JJ?
Here's what I've got. I have two left. Tibetan mountain people use yak's milk instead of money. Tibetan mountain people use yak's milk as their currency today. Is that true or false?
There's only one answer to that question. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I've come here for a loan. That's what I brought 50 milk cartons for, Mr. Banker, Mr. Tibetan Banker.
Here's what I've got for the second one.
How do you report a theft?
Hey, and how do you know?
Call 911.
No, how do you know when someone gives you counterfeit?
Right.
Oh, wait a second. That's cow's milk.
Right.
My second question is, which letter stands for the Roman numeral 50? Which letter stands for the Roman numeral 50? Thinking about Super Bowls and what have you.
Okay. What layer of the atmosphere lies between the troposphere and the mesosphere? The atmosphere, of course, up in the sky. What layer of the atmosphere lies between the troposphere and the mesosphere? I know this is deep.
It reminds me of that song. The words are, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't pull the mask on the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mesosphere with Jim.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, or Leroy Brown.
or bad Leroy
Either
Brown.
Either one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the astronauts say now, reentry, boys, for the ones that it's their first trip. Look out the window right. Here. The atmosphere is not going to give us all a lot of trouble. But this mesosphere, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Well, the good thing is there are signs.
Yes, there are. Now entering.
Yeah.
Now entering the
troposphere. Not to be confused with the mesosphere, which... there are rivals. All right. Here's my second question. Who was the first billionaire? in the United States. Who was the first billionaire in the United States? And this fellow was also and remains today the richest man to richest American to ever live. All right, Ed, where do we go now?
All right, we go to South Dakota. Wayne is on the line. Wayne, I'd say, how's it going up there? But I'm sure it's pretty cold.
Boy.
Oh, actually, it's not too bad today. It might hit 40 degrees today.
So wow.
Oh, yeah. Heat wave.
Wayne, you want to ask, answer, or do
Black,
both?
We're out here in the Black Hills here. It's called the Banana Belt of South Dakota there. So we get some pretty nice weather in the winter.
The Banana Belt.
Where all the fruit grows.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne, how much snow do you guys have on the ground?
Maybe 6 inches is about all we got left.
That's not too bad.
The last 2 days have been pretty nice, so nope, it's nice. Up in the hills, they got a couple feet, you know, but we're all right in town here. So
okay,
you want to? I would like to do both, please.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
The billionaire question.
All right, good. Here's the question.
Okay, here's the question. Who was the first billionaire in the United States?
I think it was John Paul Getty.
Well. That's a good guess.
That's a very good guess.
We're looking at 8 minutes left here.
I wouldn't give the answer yet.
All right, that's incorrect, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
What's your question for us?
The question for you is, in the book of Joshua, there's three incidences that happened when the Israelites were fighting their enemies that could only be considered miracles. Can you name or describe the three incidences?
One is when the sun stood still. No, but we're just talking amongst ourselves.
So, okay. Yeah, I was going to say when the sun stood still. It's not easy to say.
Now, I don't know if you call it a whatever, whenever they held up Moses' arms, and as long as his arms were up, they were winning when they started.
Well, that wasn't in the book of Joshua.
Oh, that's right.
But now the walls of Jericho fell down, right?
That's right.
That'd be number two.
That's number two.
Can you think of a third miracle? Now, I would say when the priests went across, you know, the river part, but he said when they were fighting their enemies. So
yeah. You know, I'm thinking of all those times when they sent the choir out in front of the army. When they got there, they were all.
That was Jehoshaphat.
They killed each other. That was Jehoshaphat. Yeah.
You talk about a hard job recruiting for choir. Right there, you know, it started back then.
We meet every Wednesday night.
We don't care if these are new choir robes. That just doesn't sound like a good plan to go out there with no bullets.
We meet every Wednesday night.
You're telling me the
we have a one potluck supper a month,
and you got to walk out front if we get in war.
That's right.
Other than that,
you go first.
Hey, we've only got two of the three. Tim, you have?
I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah.
Go ahead, Wayne. Tell us the answer.
Well, actually, you did name all three. According to my Bible, it says when the Jordan parted and the Israelites crossed on dry ground, Jericho's walls collapsed and the sun stood still for about a full day. So you did name all three.
Wonderful.
Okay. All right.
Wonderful.
We got it.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for being in the Word. Thanks for those Bible questions, and you have a great weekend there in South Dakota.
You too. God bless you all over there at AFA.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you're
that.
You're listening to American Family Radio. You can listen on the internet at afr.net, or download the app for American Family Radio and listen on your cell phone or your other mobile device, American Family Radio. You can also check out our Today's Issues Facebook page, Today's Issues Facebook. We're live video streaming there. Back to the phones.
All right, we go back to Arkansas, and it looks like Annalise, do we have your name right?
Yes, it's Annalise.
Okay, Annalise, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both. I just want to tell you how thrilled I am to get on the show. It's like the comedy highlight of my week.
Wow.
Bless your heart.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, and second of all, set your sights a little bit higher.
And Annalise, wouldn't you say
sometimes
it's our...
I listen to the rerun on Saturday night.
Wouldn't you say, Annalise, in addition to being the comic, it's also the intellectual challenge of your week. Would you agree?
Well, yeah.
Sort of.
I think so.
Remember,
funny.
This is the public is hearing your answer. Yeah, that's the intellectual challenge.
Oh, yes,
my
yes,
hey,
yes,
Annalise,
I got A in the class.
Yes,
that's
yes.
right. Yes, you do.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, y'all have just about milked the yak thing
yes.
to
yeah.
butter.
I was going to say something to them.
Let me read the question again.
Well, we have no other question that you know could
to compare with that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Here is the.
I am not associated with this corn.
Listen, and you don't want to. If this stuff,
I have higher standards.
If this stuff gets spilled, it's no laughing matter.
Gosh. Oh,
you do not laugh over spilled yak's milk. True or false, Annalise? Tibetan mountain people use yak's milk instead of money. Is that true or false?
False.
Annalise, it is 100% true.
What?
It
no.
is true.
They use yak's milk.
Their currency to this day is yak's milk.
And
how
that's why.
How bizarre is
you
that?
You talk about a people that never progress, and they wonder why. Huh?
Well, I guess there's no Walmarts up there. Or 7-Eleven.
Well, I'll say this.
What kind of inventions come out of this place?
I'll tell you this. They're huh? not. They're not. They're not 20 trillion gallons in debt. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what. Do they have a space program?
Is that 1% or 2%? Or what is that? Do you have whole milk is $1 and you know,
yeah,
and
there
you
go.
That's right. We'd like to have a withdrawal and not none of that homogenized stuff. Our interest on that is
that
through the roof.
Give me the real thing.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
All right. My question is, I had another question, but since you did the Twilight theme, you may know this because I just went this past summer to Disney World. What ride is got the Twilight theme in it?
There's a ride that has the Twilight Zone
theme?
The ride.
He has the ride. He actually puts you in a Twilight zone episode.
I don't know. I'm going to take a guess, say Space Mountain.
I have no idea.
Well, we don't know.
Tower of Terror?
Oh, and so that has... Oh, because didn't he write the script for that movie? There was a
Rod Serling?
They use the Rod Serling thing, and they say, you're in there in the tower. Yeah, they do the whole thing, music and everything, And then all the lights go out, and you drop. And,
is that
everybody screams.
Yeah. Is that the, we're about out of time. Is that a roller coaster ride?
No, you get in this ride.
It's a tall building.
It's in the building, right. It's in the building, Tower of Terror, and it kind of drops.
Okay.
And then you come out a window, and then it pivots or something.
It's worse than a roller coaster.
It's up and down. But anyway,
Annalise, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And we got to run because we're out of time. We got to answer our questions. But thank you for calling. Okay.
And thanks for listening, Annalise.
All right, go ahead, Ed.
All right, NFL quarterbacks that have won 4 Super Bowls: the other, Terry Bradshaw, Joe Montana, and Tom Brady.
Which letter stands for the Roman numeral 50? What say you
M?
Guys?
M?
No, what do you say, Tim?
X?
L.
The X is 20, I think. Is that all you got?
That's all I've got.
Okay, what layer of the atmosphere lies between the troposphere and the mesosphere? And that would be the stratosphere.
I thought it was the get-out-of-sphere.
Stratosphere. The Stratosphere. They were also a bluegrass group, the Stratosphere Boys, back in the 70s. You may remember them. Let's see here. John D. Rockefeller.
Yes.
Was the first billionaire in America and remains today the richest man to ever live.
Wow.
Richest American to ever live. He founded Standard Oil.
Oh.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.